Joining me in the studio, some familiar faces, Tad Dobbins and Bev Borgeson. I want to say good morning to you guys.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Doing great.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, glad to have you guys in here. It's April of 2025, and you know what? When April rolls around, that means that the Mexico Area Family YMCA is going to be presenting their Senior Expo. This thing's been going on for quite some time. I heard you all conversing about this before we went on the air. Tad, how many years do we think this has been happening now?
We said nine.
This is the ninth year.
Mm-hmm. We took two off for COVID and such, but this is our ninth year, and it has been such a good collaboration between the community, outside resources coming in, the Mexico YMCA, Mexico Area Family YMCA, Audrain County Health Leadership Team. It is just really, we've really done well in streamlining and growing and making the changes that's needed.
Absolutely. Bev, I think that a lot of people have signed up for this once again. I think Brooke was telling me that this thing kind of sold out relatively quickly this year as far as sponsors go. Is that right?
It did. It's not people want to be a sponsor. They want to be a vendor. They want to be there because they know how many people come. And like this year, I think we have 54 different vendors, which is up 4 or 5 from last mm-hmm. year, which I was looking back to the first one and there was like 41 or something. People want to be there and they know that people need the information they have. And if I can say just for a second, I encourage caregivers to come because you're going to get information that'll help you take care of your loved one. I encourage people to come who think, oh, I'll go next year, because just sitting here thinking, it feels like we were just here. A year goes by so fast. And so you need to go now. You need to start getting this information. You need to have that going for you and have that information in your head.
And also, I really encourage churches to get together and talk. And talk to the congregation and make it an outing, a social outing. And if they have a bus or van, load up and let's go, you know. And there's so many individuals that know 10 people down the road. And when Bev said caregivers, not only caregivers, well, you're talking about people that are getting to that retirement age maybe that they want to maybe see what's out there. But caregivers are huge, let alone the senior citizens that attend that might want to find some additional information. And, you know, there's at least what we said, 54. Mm-hmm. There's definitely some of those vendors that can remove some of the barriers that these people might be experiencing or don't know nothing about, that the resources are out there to help them.
No doubt about it. Now, I think you guys were mentioning caregivers and several other, you know, churches, but there's a lot more there too. Banking, healthcare.
Oh,
I mean, a little bit of everything,
and
as you're saying.
People there with volunteer opportunities, because we all know as we get older, we usually have a little more time on our hands, and volunteering is such a wonderful way to utilize it for others and for our community. So there's several programs there to look at you and talk to you about volunteer opportunities. Can I share a little bit about our sponsors? You mentioned them earlier.
Please do.
So our premium sponsor is Cornerstone Caregiving this year. We have two gold sponsors, senior health consultants in the health department here in Audrain County. Our silver sponsors, we have four: United Credit Union, Penn Oaks Living Center, Jackson Street Drug, and Phoenix Home Care and Hospice. And like you said, those went pretty rapidly. People want to be there and they want to showcase what they have and offer that. You know, it's a service for our community.
We so appreciate them and everybody that signed mm-hmm. up, definitely.
Definitely.
Now, tell us when this is going to be, what time it's going to be, and kind of what people can expect that day, if you will.
You go ahead.
It's this Thursday, 2 days from now, April 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 11. We also were talking earlier how we've trimmed that down. We found that really 2 hours is about what people want, and they can go around and get the information they want to have. They come in, they get a goodie bag, you walk through, you pick up flyers information, talk to vendors, talk to folks from different programs, and get the information and take it home with you. It's a great morning, and the Y is so wonderful about the mm-hmm. way they set up things. There's a golf carts arranged to, if it's raining or if it's chilly or if you just have to park a long way away, golf carts will go pick you up from where you park and bring you to the door, so that doesn't have to be a hindrance at all. It's really it's really set up well. And I feel like every year it gets a little bit better because we fine-tune it a little bit more.
I'm all about the swag, Tad. You got to tell us about the swag, the free stuff. Come on.
Oh, I tell you what, that's a popular thing without a doubt. But, and you know, each table has their own, but not only just the stress balls and such like that, they have a lot of swag that can be really helpful around the household, personal care, such like that. And again, it's 2 hours, you know. I really, really encourage folks to get out and even, you know, make a date of it with their friends and say, hey, I'll drive or whatever and get on down. There's plenty of vendors there and such.
And there's services that people provide. The health department, I think they're usually doing blood pressures and different things for folks. There's someone coming this year, Serenity Spa, they're going to have a chair massager. Slumberland, last year I know they brought their reclining chair so people could experience
that. Yeah, and it pushes them up, helps them get up, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's not a reclining chair, it's a push them up chair, whatever you call those.
Very nice. I know there is going to be a little bit of everything for everybody. A lot of work goes into this, and it's really a great venue for seniors to find out a lot about. The Senior Expo taking place on April the 3rd. That's this Thursday from 9 to 11 at the Mexico Area Family YMCA. We certainly appreciate you guys coming in this morning.
We appreciate you and putting this out there and helping us share it.